www.thebrainfarm.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
City is drawing national attention yet again
from outgoing Mayor Michael Bloomberg. One final shot in the arm for New York City.
The mayor's proposal will force all children.
It will require children.
150,000 children be required to get the flu vaccine by the end of 2014.
Parents are very scared. I think they should have their choice whether they want to vaccinate their child or not.
Well, to the rescue, Mayor Bloomberg and the New York City Health Department today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, making sure your children are not deficient in that vital, essential heavy metal, mercury. Yes, 25 micrograms in each shot, and of course, they're not getting enough already with the ridiculous vaccine schedule. We want to add the flu shot into it, not give you an opt-out. Or do they want to give you an opt-out? That's the question today. And we hope to hear from Sally Elcordy a little later in the program to talk about what's going on in New York City. Get out while you can. We definitely need to bring back Kurt Russell. Escape from New York at this point.
Escape from New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Snake Plissken, where are you when we need you?
Where's Snake, you know, to get us out of there? Listen, New York City, you know, I came onto this planet there, right? NYU. And we got out. We got out when I was like 6 or 7, and I enjoyed going back. But each time I went back over the years, I enjoyed it less and less. And you know, the shorter and shorter visits. Now it's just scary, you know, to live that close with. I mean, it's just a cool city. We know that people are excited. The energy's there. We're going to be up there for the Fox News show. What is it? A Healthy You with Carol Alt recording in January. And maybe we can do an event up there. We're going to see about that as well. Ty Bollinger is going to be up there. We're talking about January, but I'm very concerned for our listeners in New York City. Thanks to Bloomberg, outgoing mayor, and the health department, whoever voted on this, the health council. And
yeah, the health board, the New York City Health Board.
Health Board, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about this from our perspective here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do like science. We do embrace science. And when you hear the screaming about this on the side of the so-called science medicine side, they completely disavow any knowledge of the science of flu shots and the fact that they don't work, they don't prevent it, they don't prevent transmission, they don't reduce the mortality issues associated with the elderly taking it. And it's a very small percentage point of those that even have the flu that they claim to have the flu. I mean, there's so much wrong with this that you get into a case where you just say, hey, it's the medical inmates running the asylum, running the government. And we've talked about modern medicine as the church of biological mysticism, as the state religion. And it is most definitely the city religion. Bloomberg, I don't know if he claims to be Jewish or Christian or Muslim. I don't know what he is, but without a doubt, he's part of the medical monopoly, the medical church, with this kind of mandate. And I'm really confused about this, Super Don. The idea of a cap, because Sally Elcordy told us about this, the capping of medical exemptions, religious exemptions. What does that mean?
Right.
Maybe we can get to the bottom of that today. And by the way, anybody out there listening from New York City that knows the answer to that, what is this religious exemption cap? I know there's been a great deal of controversy over kids being sent to even just city schools and getting exempted from the regular rounds of vaccines. They really make you through some incredible hoops, and they'll deny you these religious exemptions even.
Just the concept of a religious cap. I mean, mm-hmm. how can you put a limit on religious belief?
Right. First 100 Christians that sign up now can get up.
We will only allow a certain amount, but if you go over that amount, you have to change your religion. I mean, what? I don't understand. Your beliefs must change.
You have to take out another Christian before you? Sorry, take them out of the kneecap.
We have too many Catholics. We need to kind of fill up the Buddhist section over here. Please move into the next line. I don't.
Incredible.
Doesn't
incredible.
Make sense.
No, but what makes sense is that we have degraded. I know how it happened. I guess you could say I don't like it. But we have basically become just such worshipers of authority and authoritarians, because the whole concept of having to opt out of a medical experimental medical intervention, I mean, just think it's backwards. You should have to opt in. But it is absolutely completely bass backwards here with the state religion doing its nasty.
Here's the problem you got. And we were talking about this ever since last night. Hannity covered this issue on his show. And listen, look, Hannity's like a broken clock. Every once in a while he hits something, and he's kind of on target, But listen, what you've got here is you have got a medical industry, medical monopoly, that is out there feeding this crap to politicians. And then you get politicians, political advisors, strategists that know nothing. They know nothing about health. They know nothing about disease. They know nothing about, vaccination or whatever. Like, all they do is they get force-fed this stuff from the industry, from the PR firms, and from the journals and this stuff like that. And that's what they run with. They run with this. And so they're out there trying to enforce and bolster and support this legislation, supporting these things. And they know nothing. They know absolutely nothing about what vaccinations do, what the cause and effect is, what the true, honesty, the real information out there, the legitimate research. They don't know about that stuff. They just know what K Street sends at them.
Yeah, and now everybody's got their wheelhouse issues. Of course, we're a show about health, healing, health freedom. So obviously that's going to be our cornerstone when we go out to the world and we talk about and perceive the world and relate it to every one of you that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week. And here we look at the issue of Democrats and Republicans. And we got to say, all right, who are, and we don't claim to be either, just so you know that, but who are the supporters of this kind of draconian mandate? Is it those evil, nasty Republicans that want poor people to starve, right? We hear that. Or is it those freedom-loving, liberal, everybody can do what they want Democrats? Well, it turns out that the Democratic strategist, you're going to hear this in the Hannity clips we got. Oh, it's shocking. He's got the fangs out. He's ready to go. How dare anybody consider not getting their flu shot? We're going to get into that. But let's go set the stage, because Hannity, even though he seems to be medically oriented, is more right on this issue than the Democratic strategist that you'll hear from in a moment. So go ahead and run clip one.
I have friends, Steve, that are very holistic in their health, in their belief. I come from a more traditional family. I had sisters who are nurses, brother-in-law is a doctor. So I'm more in favor to get the flu shot. But I have people that have very strong opinions against it. And I think we ought to respect their opinions. They ought to be able to raise their children as they see fit.
So there's the evil Republican who wants you to be able to raise your child how you want and have the government respect what you decide, right?
Yeah,
and I know, like I said, we're not big Hannity fans here, but as he said, he's right on this one. Goodness, give him some props. But what about the Democratic strategist? Wouldn't that be a reasonable thing to go, all right, Sean, yeah, we disagree on a lot of things, but on this issue, you're right. But let's hear from that strategist on the Democratic side now.
You don't have a legal right or a moral right to expose your child to disease unnecessarily.
Steve, you don't have a legal or a moral right to give them, to give them a shot that in many cases makes kids sick, and in a few isolated cases, violently sick. So you don't have that right either.
The medical community is overwhelmingly in favor of this.
The medical community.
No.
So the Democratic strategist in this case is the medical community wants to shoot your kids full of experimental vaccines, and he's all for it.
Right.
Remember, you see, the thing is, the way the liberal media goes is all about the evil Republicans that want to dictate to you how to live. But in this case, it's the evil Democrats. I'm just showing turnabout is fair play here.
this left-right paradigm thing is always interesting. They run any issue through it, how it lands on the other side, right?
Right, and of course, there's no legitimate medical biological need because they don't even get into that. But right. You know, as he brings up, as Hannity brought up, hey, you could be harmed by this thing, but that doesn't right. matter. It's of no consequence. So let's go hear more about the injury argument in segment three.
About yeah, the few kids that get coops. Violently
there
ill
are some
because of the shot.
It happens with all vaccines.
There are some kooks. So the Democrat is calling Hannity, you know, and lumping him in with kooks who claim that people are injured by vaccines.
Yeah, and I love it how he's just like, but it's okay because it happens with all vaccines.
Right, exactly. You see,
oh,
you know, this
okay.
is in our wheelhouse right now, the Democrats are in the doghouse, at least according to this Democratic strategist. Now he's going to throw out the other childhood diseases. Listen to this in clip four.
You don't want to vaccinate for diphtheria? You don't want to vaccinate for
not
cholera?
The same thing, Steve.
Polio?
It's not
all
the same thing.
All of them make people sick occasionally. They all do.
Why don't we just hand our kids over to you, Steve, and Nanny Bloomberg, because you know better how to raise
and
our
Bloomberg
kids than we do.
A Republican. You got him, not me.
Okay,
now,
right there,
when I heard that, I was like, okay, here we go. This argument going on Hannity right now, even though the information is good,
yeah.
And they're making some good points. This is really, honestly, not about vaccines. It's not about the dangers of vaccines. It's not about the safety of vaccines. It's not. No. We now have reverted back into the left-right paradigm.
Right.
You suck and we don't. Well, your right. guy sucks and ours doesn't, because now he's thrown out there.
Bloomberg's a Republican.
Guy. He's an independent.
No, he's not. Anyway, let's hear from the Republican strategist, and guess what the Democrat's going to throw at her. Let's go.
When it comes to the flu vaccine, there was an archives of pediatrics and adolescent medicine that came out with a study basically saying that they couldn't find a significant effectiveness with a flu shot. We learned last year that 65% of seniors who had the flu, who had gotten the flu shot, it wasn't preventing them from getting the flu. So again, it's a bit controversial. Of course, you know, there should be educational campaigns if you think that, you know, the flu shot should be effective.
There are issues of
but
mercury,
at the end, it goes
and Jenny McCarthy is on television. Saying don't have any vaccinations, they cause autism. That's
well,
wow.
Stephen, if you're listening
the
to the celebrities, then you're in
recommends.
Wow, did you hear that? The Democratic strategist normally would be aligned with the Jenny McCarthy because she posed in Playboy, and now he's attacking Jenny McCarthy.
He got the memo. He got the memo. Yeah.
And it was about the flu shot. Jenny, oh my gosh, what's the world come to? Hey, we've got Sally El Cordy on the line. She's going to give us an update in New York City. What is it about a religious cap on exemption? We want to find out about that as well after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Well, if you're in New York City, hide your children. Kind of reminds me of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You remember that when the guy was coming to take all the children away? Come right. on, children, come out. We'll give you a lollipop and a shot.
Wow.
Or a shot and a lollipop. Hide your kids. Sally Elcordi is here. Now you don't have to hide your kids. She's wonderful. She's an activist. She's doing great work up there, raising you-know-what to make sure this doesn't happen so that more kids are protected legitimately, not by the medical enforcement needle of the state. Sally, what you got for us today?
Well, the meeting yesterday was, we were informed we couldn't speak, but I did ask for a clarification because they said they were going to vote on the flu shot for children 5 and under who attend daycare, preschool, and kindergarten. And I said, well, I read in the resolution that it was the pneumococcal shot also, and as well as any vaccine which may be required. Now, Dr. Barma spoke. He's from the Department of Health. He's a, I don't know, captain of disease or something. Regardless, Dr. Barma sounds so much like pharma, I really did take a double take. But anyway, everything he said is completely disputed in the movie I left them, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccination. And all of them, I had left it with the Secretary of the Department of Health to hold a screening for all the members and also sent them the link. This was really important because Barma kept using the word contraindicated, and I said at the end of it, of course, I'm not allowed to speak, and I did have security around me, not that I had hired, let me tell you that much, that this movie that I, you know, gave them and sent them again contraindicated everything Dr. Barma said. And,
well, basically, when you're talking about giving them the information that scientifically validates your position, that the claims they're making about safety and efficacy and the necessity of all of this is complete bunk.
Right. And I said these are licensed doctors who are contraindicating everything that this doctor just said. you know, and I just felt that it was extremely remiss because I had handed it to the woman who was the secretary for the Department of Health and had also sent it in a link in case she didn't have time for the screening I had asked her to have.
All right.
Also,
so
I gave some information from the CDC that indicated there was a very low epidemic or any very low flu this year. Okay, from the CDC, their own literature, which was given to me by a woman by the name of Terry Buck. Yeah, so I gave them the all the ingredients, all the diseases, and all the intent in my legislation ban vaccine 2013, and I challenged them saying, listen, I'm running around to legislators at all level of government giving them this legislation. Should I have given it to you since you're the great deciders?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is legislated at the state, and quite frankly, there right now is a, from December 9th through the 20th, there's a pilot program, a trials where they're giving the vaccine in K through 5, and I understand from a friend of mine, I believe I may have said this in Brooklyn, that this child had received the nasal flu mist in school 3 weeks ago. And she overheard two kids from the Edward R. Murrow School saying they had gotten the HPV in school. Now, the state has, we have fought this at the state level, and they have voted it down, or they have not brought it to a vote. I think it was voted down, the HPV or any sexually transmitted disease inoculation in school. Why are they inoculating children in school?
Right. Well, Sally, the problem is, of course, these government officials, school officials, believe they own your kids. And it's a big problem, and we've got to remedy that. But I've got a question about the religious caps you mentioned a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Caps on exemptions. I can't imagine that they can stop you with a religious exemption. You say, I have a religious belief against this, and they're saying, no, too many people have already gotten them, so you can't have one now, too.
Well, what is remarkable, beyond the fact that I'm quoting Autism Action Network in that regard, beyond that, I heard while I was in the streets trying to get people to this meeting in Queens, I'm trying to remember the area, Woodside in Queens, okay? I was talking to the mothers as they were coming home from school, and one woman who said she works in a school and has children in the school said that they were charging the principal $2,000 personally per student. I said, are you sure it's per student? I said, isn't it, you know, if they go over whatever this cap is? That, and by the way, I talked to someone.
It's just Sally. Hold on. We're out of time this segment here. So it sounds like they're capping it and they're utilizing financial fines in New York City if these school district superintendents, principals don't have the numbers up high enough of kids getting vaccinated. You want to talk about Orwellian medical society? New York City is it. Party Central. What are we going to do about this? And also another vaccination, but this time for what? PTSD?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25.
Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right. I'm just thinking about that wall they wanted to build on the border. Can they take that wall and build it around Manhattan and just leave Bloomberg and a bunch of syringes? Maybe some of the doctors and government officials that believe they want to inject children with this stuff and let them all figure it out on their own. And we get, just leave. Is that okay? I know people still like New York City and they want to leave it. I understand. But if you're in New York City today, you can call us live, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355, broadcasting live through Natural News Radio each and every day along with GCNlive.com, our syndicator, GCN, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern Time, and archives placed all around the world after that, and, of course, Sundays 1 to 3. RobertScottBell.com is the website. We have links up to all of the stories we intend to cover today,
including our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. Now, we don't require any kind of shots here. Only shots we take are, what do you call them, pot shots? You know, the government officials that deserve
shots.
It? Cheap
shot.
No, chief shots, but pot shots.
No, the pot shots,
we're actually throwing cannabis at them because we want to help them. We want them not to be so deranged and maniacal. And I think cannabis could help them. But that's the case. Now, Sally's done great work, and she's put herself in harm's way, in fact, in getting out there and letting it out. She said she was on Geraldo Rivera's radio show this morning talking about this, taking on a doctor. So if we can get some audio clips from that, maybe we can bring that out one day.
Yep,
but wild too, though, you said it right, Superdon, the whole idea of the right-left divide. You know, because, as I said, the media tries, and the people that are just rabid dogs for Democrats or rabid dogs for Republicans have these images of the so-called other side. And behind the backs, you see the pictures of George W. Bush and Barack Obama on Air Force One slapping each other's behinds, chatting recipes with wives like, you know, we love each other, right? We know what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Slapping each other on their behinds. All right.
Yeah, and in the meantime, they're sending your sons and daughters, your fathers and mothers, maybe your grandkids even, depending on your age, overseas in unconstitutional incursions, occupying countries that have, well, there's no constitutional authority to do so, claiming that there's an enemy that the CIA may in fact have created. And then we put these soldiers in harm's way in these warlike theaters, and they come back damaged. And we wonder why. With post-traumatic stress disorder. Remember when we talked about the lineage of PTSD, where it was once called shell shock?
Right.
Did you ever suspect that they would say it was caused by a virus?
No. That defies all logic in my head. But,
right, you know. I know. It's like, it's a virus. I know what we can do. We can come up with a vaccine for PTSD. And in fact,
believe it or not,
they're actually claiming that there is going to be a vaccine for post-traumatic stress disorder, thanks to the eggheads at MIT PTSD. These researchers there discover possible, of course it's possible, vaccine, but they put vaccine in quotes for post-traumatic stress disorder. So this is maybe not really a vaccine, but they're calling it one because I think they market vaccines like everybody knows vaccines are good, except for Jenny McCarthy when it comes to the flu shot and Democratic strategist. But this is, they're saying it's a breakthrough. We're going to inject soldiers with a vaccine. They didn't hit them with enough experimental vaccines that contributed to the damage, the PTSD. They're saying that researchers at MIT believe they have a way to prevent this post-traumatic stress disorder. You know how they did it? They studied rats. Of course, our soldiers are sent out like rats to do things that are not supported by our Constitution. And they basically said, hey, we'll put these rats under stress, chronic stress, ongoing stress. And look at this. There's a lesser known hormone produced by the stomach called ghrelin. Ghrelin. This is not Stephen King or Steven Spielberg's Gremlins, but it could be. Ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N. We've got the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tweet it out. RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media, and also on the Facebooks. Listen to this, what they say. One of the really interesting things about ghrelin was sort of unexpected was that the background levels of ghrelin go up if an organism has experienced a period of prolonged stress. The researcher's name was Goossens. Key Goossens. Or Kai Goossens.
Nice.
Yep. So the more stressed you are, the more ghrelin your stomach will churn out. And so in that regard, it's a stress hormone.
Okay.
So listen to the brilliant, dunderheaded, dummy doctors.
All right. Here we go.
They gave the rats a drug to stimulate this ghrelin production, and they became more susceptible to fear. So then they said, hey, I got an idea. Let's block the receptor sites.
Oh.
Let's block. We're smart doctors. We're arrogant. We know better than God. Let's block the receptor sites that God granted us for a specific reason, and we'll see what happens. And according to the rat study, they blocked the receptor sites, and it reduced some of the intensity, evidently.
The rats suddenly started running around beating up cats.
Yeah, the rats were beating up the cats now. So basically what they said, they're calling this now a drug, not a vaccine. So here's a bait and switch. It's a vaccine. No, it's a drug. We're actually going to block the ghrelin, and we're going to reduce the incidence of things like PTSD, and now they're adding into it depression. Now, what are the unintended consequences when they block a receptor site? Right? What about SSRI drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors? Reuptake indicates what? Receptors. They block it, they inhibit it. Guess what? You see suicidal and homicidal tendencies. What are we seeing in our troops coming home with PTSD that are put on SSRI drugs? The highest rate of suicide of any profession outside of the dental profession, I think. Maybe even higher now.
I believe, and you know, the shocking statistic is that there are more soldiers dying as a result of the war at home than they are
over there. Yeah. Yeah. No question about it. It's not even close.
No.
And so the MIT, now working in collaboration with Massachusetts General, I don't know if this has anything to do with Boston's Children's Hospital, but do you see, we're not exaggerating when we talk about the evil dangerousness of the medical church. They're coming up with ideas. Rather than, you know what I would say? How about not putting these troops in harm's way unconstitutionally so that they come back damaged emotionally, much less physiologically? And remember, they damage them physiologically before they even get into the war theater with these experimental vaccinations. And so
yeah,
we have
ultimately, that's the solution.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, the solution is not to go to war.
Right.
But, you know, look, I mean, and we want to do our best to try and prevent that from happening. If
sure.
there was a way, you know, we want to prevent that from happening. But for God's sake, I mean, really, I mean,
what
the guys have gone to war. They've been through something horrendous. They come home. Why are we going to try and drug them into some sort of, you know, soma-like state, you know, as to
they
where I don't have to feel. I don't have to feel. I don't have to think.
Life.
I don't have to remember. Rather than dealing, again, with the underlying cause. What is the underlying cause of the problem that they're having?
Well,
deal with the emotions.
Besides the emotionals, which is real, which you could talk about and bring up and you know, have some sort of talk therapy, the reality is we've got to remove these heavy metals that are compounding the problem. And it's interesting, the ghrelin in the stomach, because we talk about the gut feeling. Are you okay, Super Don? Did you fall down? You okay? No PTSD for Super Don, I'm hoping. We got ghrelin produced in the stomach. And you get that gut feeling, that anxiousness in the stomach. It makes sense. Remember the gut brain, the nervous system within the gut. That's that second brain, and it's all related. And all they want to do, the drug doctors, is to block it, to stop it, to suppress it. At what cost? To drive people further into derangement. What we want to do is heal the body, heal the gut, remove the toxic heavy metals. Homeopathically, we would put all of these troops on 911 stress control and 911 burnout from Dr. King, from King Bio. That would be huge. Take some of the edge off. Also, I would have, you want to talk about a gift that will keep on giving? You want to do, what do they call it, a care package, Super Don?
Right.
We want to do care packages for the troops. I would say, let's go to HempMedsPX, HempMedsPX.com, and get them some cannabidiol. Get them some CBD-rich industrial hemp, non-psychoactive, that will take some of the edge or a significant portion of the edge of that anxiety. We've seen these receptor sites working in this way. The cannabinoid, what do they call it? I'm losing it at this point. I'm a little upset when I think about what we're doing to these troops. They come home and now they want to quote unquote vaccinate, but not vaccinate. They want to block more receptor sites. With what unintended consequences?
Yeah. This is just a gateway too. I mean, if you really read between the lines, which we have to do, because we're more often right than wrong. That, you know, they're using the troops as kind of the segue into this treatment that is going to make people not be afraid. It's going to, you know, basically they say they don't want to erase memories, but really what they're doing, they may not be able to erase the memory, but they're going to lessen the impact of the memory. I predict, here's my prediction. If this ends up becoming approved, and if they can sell this, this is going to be the next wave of antidepressants. Because they're talking about how this can go beyond anything that, you know, just the troops. It can be if somebody suffers a traumatic experience. Well, listen, suffering traumatic experiences is a part of life.
block
sometimes
that ghrelin.
You suffer those traumatic experiences. It's a life lesson. You're supposed to learn from it. You're supposed to grow from it. You're supposed to adapt. It's supposed to change you.
No. We need to drug you.
No, we can't have you. I know. I don't want to feel sad. Right? I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be worried.
Super Don, this is the generation now coming up that drugged their kids with ADHD medicines. So it's just that
too much
natural
energy.
Extension.
You need to give
too much
a drug. Yeah.
We can't talk to you kids about your experiences. We just, hey, take this medicine. And, of course, these are the kids and these are the soldiers that grew up on fast food, refined food, processed food, all of that. And that was enough PTSD in childhood before they even got into the theater of war.
And, I hate it, Robert, you know so much, you know, you start connecting the dots and you just shake your head because, listen, we do this with our kids. We do this with society. Everybody needs a pill. There needs a vaccine. They need something. Here, take a drug to solve every problem. Then you wonder why these kids are out buying T-shirts that say Vicodin and Xanax on them.
Yeah. Well, I think the next thing we need to do is help folks because we have really way down on the rungs of the ladder of survivability here. With what's happening in New York, come on, New York, the sophisticated New York City, and they're going to vaccinate every child by force in this way? How about the air you breathe? You know what? We're going to give you a real tip, a real clue about the air you breathe. Is it toxic? Because you're not sure. We're going to tell you how to know.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If only we had a communist totalitarian regime, all would be well. The skies would be clean. Everything would be organic. What? Wait a second. No, that's not right. This story lends itself to what I just said, except the opposite. But you always hear about those folks on the political left. Again, here I am picking on one side or the other. It's all a mess. Well, man, the EPA, man, we just need the stronger EPA and everything would be clean. In the meantime, the EPA is defending the polluters. The large multinational corporations have no concern for you as long as you're maintained and mandated to be a customer. But if they were just stronger, and I'm going to show you an example where the government is so strong, and we'll just see how well that works. Because the question is, and I know Alex from New Jersey, our 11-year-old listener, could figure this one out. But I'm going to ask everybody. I'm going to ask Superdome. This is pop quiz time on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, all right? Okay.
Don't cheat. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll already see the answers. All right?
I'm not looking.
How do you know if the air you're breathing is toxic or not? Right?
Birds are falling out of the sky.
Well, no, that's a good one. That's not the answer. That's like a canary in the coal mine. Because they fall out of the sky sooner than perhaps the people are harmed directly.
Okay.
Although we talk chronic disease. Let me think. What else?
All right.
What would people be doing? Wearing bras on their head instead of their breasts. That might be a sign.
We did cover the fart filter underwear, so I'm assuming they can make one out into a bra.
That would be a warning sign. That would be one warning sign.
Right.
Thinking of other things, like if people are outside in some form of a spacesuit that was designed for underwater, now they're walking around it. That'd be an indication.
If you saw people walking around with an eyeball growing out of their ear or a third arm or something, maybe?
It could indicate air pollution. That's
genetic
true.
Mutations,
could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If the planes are landing about 100 to 1,000 feet above the ground, that might be another interesting. And it's in the same country where they're having to teach these pilots how to land in that. But here's the signal, all right? It's time to leave Beijing when your fellow Chinamen and Chinawomen are sticking cigarette butts in their ear as they walk between building.
Their ear.
Building. No, did I say ear? No, their nose.
You said
ear. You're right.
Their good. Nose, yes.
I'm glad you're listening, Superdunk. In their nose. If they're in their ear, they don't want to hear about what I'm telling them.
I guess. But,
yeah, cigarette butts in the nose. This is happening. Yeah. Chinese citizens desperate enough to protect themselves from the thick, smoggy pollution of the factories spewing out all over, guess what? Communist, totalitarian
regime China.
Yep.
But again, here you have the state power being centralized, and they are all about protecting the people, aren't they? Well, maybe
yes,
not.
Yes, they are.
Maybe
they
not.
Are. Absolutely. They are. Of course they are.
You think
all you have to do is look around. Just look around. You can see it. Listen, there is a picture here. If you go to the article,
mm-hmm.
that there is a guy here. He actually has two cigarette butts shoved up his nose. And apparently, they've got a social network out in China that's mm-hmm. kind of the same thing as Twitter here. And it has turned up this proof that people, what they do, there's a message that says, a magical fix for coping with the haze is to take two cigarette filters, strip away the wrapping paper, and insert them in your nostrils.
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, it's like going to be Tampax putting up nasal-sized versions of these things that women use. I mean, the thing is, that's the concept is, how do we filter the air we breathe? Because the air is so sick outside. And it, you know, it's thankfully it's not as desperately bad as it once was in certain cities. Even New York has improved over the years. We're talking about that. Los Angeles, which you used to, I flew there way back when, decades ago, and you feel like you were going to land on the smog layer. And I'm not joking, but the Chinese officials are making these pilots in China go through special training to be landing in dense, thick smog. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
And so
well, you know, it's funny.
What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No.
No, it's all right. Carry on.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you made the tampon joke just a minute ago.
I would never. I would never,
yes,
Super Don. How dare you?
Did, but you know, I actually just read something here. I love the comments on these things because sometimes the comments are way better than the article.
That's true.
And this guy named Jack, he made a comment here about that Henry Waxman would probably have to use tampons.
Because his sinus cavity is so large.
Yes.
Well, so somebody was thinking along those lines. See, the concept is they're taking a filter, putting it in your sinuses, you can breathe the air. How about cleaning the air? How about that, Al Gore? Where are you? Instead of putting mercury in light bulbs. Right? Well, I'm asking a lot, I know. Listen, I'm still waiting for your call today, 866-939-BELL. Let us know what you would do. Also, exemptions in New York City, are there any? And raw milk, back in the news. Is it dangerous?
Yes.
Is it safe? Are there drugs in your drinking fluids? We'll get to that as well. In the meantime, we'll be back. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.